This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel is responding to charges of genocide at the U.N.'s top court on Friday after South Africa filed an urgent request with the court to issue a ceasefire in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
On Thursday, saying the situation in Gaza has reached a new and horrific stage. The court has already found that there's a real and imminent risk to the Palestinian people in Gaza by Israel's military operations. ICJ judges have broad powers to order a ceasefire and other measures, though the court doesn't have its own enforcement apparatus. Dozens of pro-Israel protesters gathered outside the International Court of Justice, one telling the AP, "I hope they take a wise decision and they know it's not genocide, but that Israel is trying its best to get the hostages back and to end the war." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill that would force President Joe Biden to send weapons to Israel on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has details.
The move is seen as a rebuke to Biden for delaying bomb shipments as he urges Israel to do more to protect civilians during its war with Hamas. The House approved the Israel Security Assistance Support Act largely along party lines. Some 16 Democrats joined most Republicans voting yes. Republicans accused Biden of turning his back on Israel after facing widespread pro-Palestinian protests. The act is not expected to become law, but its passage underscored the deep U.S. election year divide over Israel policy.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow's offensive on Ukraine's Kharkiv aims to create a buffer zone, but that there are no plans to capture the city. Putin has said in China that Moscow has launched attacks in the Kharkiv region in response to the Ukrainian shelling of Russia's Belgorod region. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australian scientists say they have discovered how an enzyme hidden in nature's blueprint could help develop climate-resilient crops, able to remove more carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
An Australian study by researchers from the Australian National University and the University of Newcastle in New South Wales focuses on a type of bacteria researchers call tiny carbon superheroes. Their study says a carbon dioxide concentrating mechanism in cyanobacteria lets them turn atmospheric carbon dioxide into sugars for cells to eat more quickly than most standard plants and crops. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Officials in Slovakia say Prime Minister Robert Fico has undergone another operation 2 days after an assassination attempt and remains in serious condition. The 59-year-old Fico was shot multiple times as he was greeting supporters on Wednesday. A suspected assailant has been arrested. The director of the hospital where Fico was taken said Friday that he underwent a CT scan and was awake and stable in an intensive care unit. She described his condition as, quote, very serious. A man charged with attempting to assassinate Fico was escorted by police to his home Friday. Slovak media reported that it was part of a search for evidence. China is taking bold new action in a bid to revive its ailing property sector. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports.
Beijing said Friday that local governments would buy up some unsold apartments. Officials also promised forceful efforts to deliver unfinished homes. The move comes after years of turmoil in the sector. It all began in 2021, when officials started taking steps to tackle the massive debts built up by some property firms. Many major developers have since defaulted or gone under. That has left China littered with millions of unsold or unfinished homes. Previous steps to drive a rebound don't seem to have worked. Recent data have shown home prices, sales, and investment all continuing to tumble.
Julian Satterwhite from Reuters. Georgia's prime minister has joined tens of thousands of people on march through the country's capital to mark the Day of Family Purity. The event on Friday celebrated so-called traditional family values in Georgia, where animosity towards sexual minorities is strong. The march was initiated by the Georgian Orthodox Church in 2013. Observances were also held in more than 20 other cities. Liberal groups have complained that the event coincides with the International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia. The governing Georgian Dream Party introduced a bill in March curtailing LGBTQ+ rights. The bill, if adopted, will prohibit sex changes, adoption by same-sex couples, and gatherings that could be regarded as promoting same-sex relations. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.